Blog Talk Radio.
Behave.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah. Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer. Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery of the Bible, part number 46. We're just going to throw it on the international side, and if you all join us, we can see if we get something going on part number 76. All right, let's go on the international side and give us a little peek. All the slots are spilled. That's 195 international countries. You know what? And that's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing? Okay, 162013. 162013. 162013. All right, we're going to bring our elder in and get something going on. Another episode, part number 46. So let's see if we find our elder and bring him in, and he'll tell you all about who bring this broadcast, and we'll take it from there, no doubt about it. 195 international countries, 162013 is flashing. So let's see if we find our elder and bring him in, and we'll see if we get something going on. Let's see. I'm getting hidden buttons and messing up over here. You see now I'm hitting buttons and messing up over here. Let me see, can I get this going? We are flashing, hitting buttons and I'm all over the place. Let me see what's going on here. All right, another episode of part number 46. Okay, let's bring our elder in and we'll go from there. So when you meet the elder, we meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless you, seer as well as seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. I see the memo just coming in, just flashing in, so I don't know. We're going to see which way it goes. But one thing about it, 195 international countries, all the slots are filled. 162013 is flashing. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, you take your time. Let me go over some of these memos, see what's going on. And you on the clock, yeah, Elder, come out.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like, 162,013 members that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. That's a good thing. I always say, the more of Yahuwah, the better it's going to be for all of us. Because we know by being aware and knowing the scriptures, that's going to be good for us anyway. And also, when we know how to do the Bible precepts, that's even better yet. This means we'll be given the knowledge to know how to deal with those that camouflage their evil or confuse teachings. And especially them that use the overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. They have to remember that six things what the Yahuwah hates. That's right, six things Yahuwah hates, mentioned in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. 16 says, these six things doeth the Yahuwah hate. Yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imagination, feet that be swift running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that discord discord among brothers or sisters. This is why we're here to welcome and thank all of you for tuning our live broadcast through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump the drums contests, bringing you Yahuwah's word, as it should be, learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you all have came and knocked. This is information that you came to seek. You have to look no further because you found that now in the Voices of the Truth Lights, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath starts Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath starts Saturday. We have a triple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under a big iron, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us who read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Just type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click in, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers that you also can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first number is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs you desire. Now, if you have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another note. During the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under Ethnic Group. African American, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. You'll find us as well. Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Nessa Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will choose to block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, one good note, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahshua be with you all. But remember, as I first mentioned, when you're trying to learn the scriptures and keep the scriptures in mind, don't try to win and bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Well, we know the day is another day for the word of Yahuwah. And we see that nothing has changed, as I have said many times before, except the number of people that come to hear the words of Yahuwah, those that commend it and add unto it, only following by certain people casting the same words we listen to behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking those meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, and the deceptive listeners. They're completely lost when they call to speak the words of Yahuwah because they've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And thinking of that, time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And if anyone ever says they've done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another. And that's impossible. So to find out what our continued possibilities will be in the word of Yahuwah, keep your Bibles open. Spread your books out. I'll pass our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hey, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Exactly right. Spread your books out, and that's exactly what we're going to tell you. Spread your books out for a minute. And we're going to see me get Mother E to spread her books out a little bit and get prepared for we just take it from there, no doubt about it. So spread your books out. That's what we're saying. Spread the books out. We never know how things don't go. And we just, but we ready to do one thing, Yahuwah's business. So what we saying, spread your books out there, El. Spread the books out. We're going to see if you can find Mother E, the same thing. Spread the books out. We're going to see which way we can get our hand on something around here in another episode, part number 46. So let's see if we find Mother E and see if she's spreading them books out. We know she got big time commentary come up later, but we might as well get some scriptures on the table. And the elder going to be rocking and rolling at the same time, so we just going to see if we can find Mother E and see what Mother E is. She ready to spread some books out. We know she always ready. So Mother E, Tribal Yahshua Judah, Yahshua be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, still Israel, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, about that, Mother E, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. See, we got to be about this man's business, and that's what we're about this man's business, that Mother E. And the elder will be gonna be riding around. We just going to see if those scriptures on the table and keep it moving, because it's all about Yahuwah's business. So, Mother E, why don't you look up in verses, that Luke and chapter 12, verse 12 real carefully, and see if you hollering that microphone, and we're going to see if we get something going on. About that, Mother E. What that verse say? Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother E, we live on another broadcast, part 46. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So
We're going to open up with the elder, Mr. Tibbs. We're going to open up Mr. Tibbs with the elder. And we're going to see, can we get something going on? And we're going to see, can we make something happen? So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, see, can you find that Genesis chapter 16? I mean, 29 verse 16. Let's get down 25 through 27. And we'll get about 2-3, and we'll go back to the mother and back and forth until we get Yahweh's business out the way. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, spread your books out a little bit. And let's see if we get some Genesis 29, verse 16, then skip down to verse 25 through 27. Elder Mr. Taylor, you on, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay, I think that was Genesis 26, verses 19 and 20.
We'll make it 29. Make it 29, verse 16, then skip down to 25 through 27. We open right there. Genesis 29, verse 16, then skip down to verse 25 through 27. What that say there, Elder?
All right, we'll put that on the table in just a second. As you know, my hands usually be busy all the time doing different things of good. So at this time, we got the book of Genesis open. I'm going to go to chapter 29, and we're going to start out at verse number 16.
Then skip down to 25 through 27.
Okay. One second here. Trying to get our pages to act right. There we go. Verse 16. Genesis 29, verse 16. And Laban, who had two daughters, the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Going to verse 25. Verse number 25. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. He said unto Laban, what is thou hast done unto me? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore hast thou beguiled me? And what was that, 26?
Yeah, 26 and 27.
Okay. Verse number 26. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. 27. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years.
Mm-hmm. Is that verse 27? Is that verse 27?
Verse 27 was fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou had served with me yet 7 other years.
Mm-hmm. So we found out that Laban had two daughters, Rachel and Leah. So we got that on the table. So now we want to find out a little bit more about that. Elder, let's go to Genesis chapter 30, and let's read down to about 1 through 5 and verse 19. Let's find out. So something we got to bring. We got to bring something onto the table, because we going to try to figure out why we in this condition that we're in now. Maybe it's some information we need to know that we'll take care of as it unfolds. Genesis 30, 1 through 7 and 19. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, come out.
Okay, Genesis 30, verse number 1 through 7 and verse number 19. 1.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob, which we know as Israel, no children Rachel revealed from her sister, and said unto Jacob, we know as Israel, give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in Yahweh's stead? Who hath withheld from the fruit of the womb? 3. And she said, behold, my maid Bella hath go unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. 4. And she gave Bella her handmaid to wife, and Jacob went unto her. 5. And Bella conceived and bare Jacob a son. 6. And Rachel said, Yahweh had judged me, had also heard my voice, and had given me a son. Wherefore she named him Dan. Verse 7. And Bella, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob, Israel, a second son. 19. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob, Israel, the sixth son.
Mm-hmm. So now we found out that out of Leah, it came six sons out of Leah. So Leah has six sons. And I need to find out a little bit more about that, them six sons he got there. You know, still, I need to find out that he got six sons. So Jacob and Leah had six sons. I need to find out a little bit more about them six sons. I need to find out some names. Let's run to the book Exodus. I'm going to try to get it in this way and come back with it another way. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. Let's find out if we can get the order of things, the order. So we find out that it was six sons that Leah had by Jacob. And I need to know who them sons is. So a mother be keeping around and see if we can get the name of them six sons that mother eat. Because right now, I want to know the name of them six sons. I need to know the name of them. So we're going to be peeping around so we can find out. Because it's a point we're going to bring out. It's a point we're going to bring out in these six sons. The name. And we'll leave it like that right now. So, hey, Elder, give me Exodus chapter 1 through 7. And I want to find out some more, but in the same token, myself and Mother E gonna be looking for the six names. The six names of these sons. You on the clock, L, come on.
Okay. Exodus what chapter? 1 through 7?
Exodus chapter 7. I mean chapter 1, verse 1 through 7.
7.
Exodus chapter 1, okay. Verse 1 through 7.
Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Now the names of the children of Israel, which came unto Egypt, Mizraim, every man in his household came with Jacob. 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. That's verse number 3. 4. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. 5. All the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were severely, or 70 souls for Joseph was in Egypt already. 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph died. And Joseph died. And all his brothers and all that generations. 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mightily. And the land was filled with them.
Mm-hmm. Good. So now we find out that it's six sons that Leah had. Leah had six sons. Now, I was asking Mr. Tips. Now, Mother E, did you find anything that we need to work in out of text number 46? Now, we just heard the names. We just heard the names that Mother E. We heard the six. So Jacob and at that time his name was still called Jacob. So Jacob and Leah, firstborn son of Laman, had six sons. Now, what I want to know is what the six sons' name. Well, we just got through hearing it, but I know I need to give me a backup witness on it. So, Mother E, you got me a backup witness on them six sons' name, you're on the clock. Come on.
Yeah, I can go back to Genesis 29.
Okay, okay. All right. Excellent. Now, you have to help me out. Let me get a few. You see, we get these six names again. You said Genesis 29?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you working with? Genesis 29.
I started 31. I think this was 31.
Okay.
Genesis 29. And I probably have to go through 32. So he said in Genesis 29, verse 30, and he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 years of the year. And when the Yahweh saw, verse 31, when the Yahweh saw that Leah, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Verse 32, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben.
Why?
But she said, surely the Yahweh had looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. 33, and she conceived again, and there it is gone, and said, because the Yahweh had heard that I was barren, that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon.
2.
Verse 34. And she conceived again, and there it is gone, and said, now, this unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons, therefore was his name called Levi.
Okay, good. So so far we got 3 names there, Mother. You're on point now. So we got 3 names. So we got, although we read in the Exodus chapter 1, but we want to do this for education. Manners. We got Reuben, Simeon, Levi is 3. Now,
right.
Where's the fourth? Now what a fourth name at there, Mother? Let's give us a fourth name.
Verse 35. And she conceived again and bare his son. And she said, now, I pray to Yahweh. Therefore, she called his name Judah.
Yes, the fourth. So we got 4.
Yeah.
So now we got 4 names. So that's good. We got 4 names. So now we got by Leah and Jacob is 4 names. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. That's 4 names. Who's the fifth kid that we can read there, a Mother? Let's go to the fifth
okay.
kid now. And Elder, if you find a fifth or sixth of yourself, Elder, jump in there too, because you're wide open on your end, too. We look up 2 more by name. Let's see if we can get
that
2 more by name.
In Genesis chapter 30, starting at verse number 1.
No, we
Genesis
got that.
Chapter.
No, wait a minute, we got that out the way. We're looking for the fifth name. The fifth name. We don't want to do it. We're looking for the fifth name. So we got 4 on the table now. Let's find out about the fifth name. So in the third chapter, we're looking for a name. So I think to get that fifth name, you got to go to verse 11. I'm just catching water. So you got to go to verse number 11. Mother E, read verse 11.
Verse 11.
Verse 11.
And Genesis chapter 30, verse 11. And Leah said, a truth cometh, and she called his name Gad.
So Leah called, but wait a minute. live called, is that the fifth
one? Yes.
And
Leah said, it's
okay, we got
just
one more thing from Luke.
It said, and we started verse 10. It said, and Zephyr, Leah's maiden, bare Jacob his son. And Leah said, a troop come. And she called his name Gad.
So that's five. So that's five. Now, let's give Leah one more time in verse 13. And how many would that be?
Okay, verse 13. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughter will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher.
Oh, so there we go. So now we got the whole six children from Leah. So we got all six of them now. That is the point. We got all six of them. So now Leah had six sons, and all these six sons got the same mama and father. So now, if you call one mother, now you want to know what they look like, because they got the same mama and father. So now when we look at this thing now with Gad and Asher and Judah, Gad, Asher, Judah, Levi, Simeon, Reuben, all these boys look just like each other because all of them had the same mother and father. Is that right, Mother E?
Same father.
They got the same father, right?
Right.
What about the same mother?
Yeah, four different mothers.
Well, no. Which one of these six boys are here? What these six boys got? Who is
they? They got different mothers. They got Zephyr and Leah.
Well, hold on now, mother. Right. We got time to look at this real carefully. Leah had how many sons by Jacob? Back to verse 29. Well, let's go back and let's read it. Now, let's see exactly, because we're going somewhere with this point, but we want to lay the foundation on it. We want to go back and recall something that was read by the elder. Something was read by the elder in the 29th chapter, where it was verse 19. Something was read by the elder. As a matter of fact, I tell you what, let's bring the elder back in because he called out something that we were dealing with. He called out something in 30 verse 19. Hey, elder, read that verse again. Listen to me. Listen real carefully. Hey, elder, let's tell. Read Genesis 30 verse 19.
Okay, Genesis 30. Chapter 30, verse number 19 says, and Leah conceived again and bare Jacob, Israel, the sixth son.
So his name is not changed to Israel right there. So he's still Jacob. So how many sons did Leah have by Jacob? Ew. According to verse 19.
Six sons.
All right, now Mother E, now work with me now, Mother E. Okay, now what is the sixth son's name that she had? Now, let's go back and see. And I'll tag team with y'all. And Genesis 29, it tells you in verse number 32, Leah's firstborn son that she had by Jacob was Reuben. Her secondborn son was Simeon. The thirdborn son was Levi. The fourthborn son she had was Jacob. I mean, Judah. That's four by Leah. Then in verse number 11, the fifth son she had was Gad. The sixth son Leah had in verse 13 was Asher. So Leah is the one that had six sons consecutive by him. She had six sons. So we want to concentrate on Leah. So Leah had six sons by Jacob. So what I'm saying is, if she got six sons by Jacob, if you describe one, don't all the rest of them fit in with the same thing? Mother E.
I mean,
if you find one, I mean six, they got the same mom and father. Mm-hmm. When you conclude that the other five can't be that far behind in appearance and everything else. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
The parents treat parents to the children. That's right.
That's right. So they all be looking like each other. So now we go and get a point. Now we get a point. So all six of these sons by Leah, they got the same mother and the same father. So when you look at Asher again in your mind, and Gad, and Judah, and Levi, Simeon, and Reuben, all these right here got the same mother and father. Is we all on the same page?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is we all on the same page, Mother E?
Yeah. All
six.
Okay.
Same mother and father. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You go along with that, Marie?
Yes.
Okay, good enough.
Yes.
Right now, and now we read the order in Exodus chapter 1:1. They gave a straight order. No, they didn't get a straight. They did jump all around, but they got the gate pretty good. But we know six of these sons is by Leah. So it's these six sons. So now when we see anything about, now who got that chart? Who got the chart? Mother, we up Israel, you got the chart. Pull your chart out now and tell me what is it called today? Now, Mother E of Israel. Now, Mother E, you got the chart. You got the chart. Pull it out and tell me what is they called.
Okay.
You got the chart. On your chart now.
That's it.
And now we want to find out what these six songs is called. I'm going to look at this chart. See, I'm going somewhere with it. So, you know, we're going somewhere with this. But we didn't telegraph anything. Now put out that twelve tribe chart.
I'm trying to.
Okay, help out that Moses. Help me find that 12 chart, and let me go find out from Mother D of Israel. Do she got the 12 chart? The 9 times 11.
I
Mother D of Israel. You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
I got
okay,
it, but I have to go through this stuff to find it.
All right. We'll see if you got it. Because we're going, it's a point we're going to bring out. We're going to bring out a point in here. Mother of Israel. Yahuwah be to see you right.
I got it.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel of Sea Raw. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You got the 12 chart there, Mother D of Israel?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, help us out and tell me, we got six names. What is on these charts? What is their name they call? By the same mother.
Okay.
In the same father. What is Reuben called?
Reuben is called Seminole Indians.
Okay, so Reuben is called the Seminole Indians.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mother, now you heard that? Now they call a Seminole Indian. Now, so Reuben is called a Seminole Indian.
Mm.
You see that? Now, Mother East, let's go to Genesis 49:28. Mother East, hold that chart now, y'all. Hold that chart together. Because we're going to show you some things that now if they got the same mother and father, why is one called a Seminole Indian?
Right.
Right. But what it says in Genesis 49:28 there, Mother? Mother E?
Book of Genesis, chapter 49:28. And all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is...
Go ahead.
That their father speak unto them and bless them, everyone according to his blessing. He blessed them.
Well, wait a minute, now the elder read all 12 names in Exodus chapter 1:1-7. Did you find anybody in there by the name of Seminole Indian when you heard him read Exodus chapter 1:1? Did you hear anything read from 1 to 7 by anybody called Seminole Indian? Did you hear that? Huh?
No.
So if anybody called Seminole Indian, what are we supposed to do according to the book? What are we supposed to do? Children go to the book called Ezra 2:62. So now we found the Bible called Reuben the children of Israel, and they are under the blessing. That we just heard. But suppose you call Reuben something else, like what Mother D.F. Israel read, the Seminole Indians. Let's see exactly what the Bible tell you you're supposed to do. What the Bible say you're supposed to do there, Elder, Mr. Ezra 2:62. What the Bible say you're supposed to do?
Okay, Ezra, chapter 2, and that was verse number 62. And 62, it says, these sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, they were polluted, but from the priesthood. The priesthood.
So, if you call Reuben anything then his Yahweh name, you suppose when you hear whatever they're calling him, the Seminole Indian, what do you supposed to do according to the Bible? You supposed to do what? According to what you got to read, Neil. What are you supposed to do?
Polluted.
You announce what polluted? Mother D.F. Israel, read again what it says about Reuben. What do you now polluted? Read again, Mother D.F. Israel. Simeon.
Reuben. Reuben.
Yeah, what about Reuben?
Seminole Indian.
So what you supposed to do with that when you hear Reuben, the Seminole Indian? What you supposed to do that we can read that, Elder, Mr. Tibb, what you supposed to do? According to verse 262, what you supposed to do?
Well, 32 said their genealogy was not found. So they were polluted.
I'm going to say what?
Polluted. Not pronounced, they polluted.
Oh, so I'm supposed to pronounce the name
Reuben, polluted for what name?
For Israel.
Polluted?
Yeah.
For Israel.
Excellent. So there's right there. So when you see with the Seminoles, they call Seminole any. You let it go past, but you do what with it, Mo'di of Israel?
Pronounce it polluted for Israel.
Polluted for Israel. See, that's the game changer right there. Because we found out that Leah and Jacob got the same, some six sons, so whatever one is called, all of them is called. So according to 49:28, all 12 sons was upon a blessing, and they received the name of Israel. So now when you see anybody called Reuben, the Seminole Indian, you said Reuben, Seminole Indian, polluted for Israel. That's Reuben Israel.
Yeah.
Not the Seminole Indian. You're supposed to pronounce what you read in 262. Is that right?
That's right.
Can we get a hallelujah, Yahweh, on that?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay, good. Now let's go a little further. So let's go find out why we got to do that, Mother E. Let's go to Genesis 32, verse 1. We go on Genesis 32, verse 1, and look at verse 28 down to verse 30. We go on Genesis 32, verse 1, 28 down to verse 30. What does it say?
Okay. Genesis chapter 32.
Verse 1. Let's get down to 28 down to verse 30.
Okay, Genesis chapter 32, verse 1. And Israel and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, went on his way.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point for a minute. Just read like you said, because now we're going to get the foundation of this everything that happened. Let's read exactly what you see it, because it's going to balance itself out right now. Start it exactly where you see it. About these names, I mean, Genesis 32, verse 1, then we're going to skip down to verse 28, down to verse 30, and see what it says.
The book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 1, and 28 to 30, verse 1 reads, and Jacob went on his way, and the ministers of Yahweh met him. The angels of Yahweh met him. Verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a priest have thou power with Yahweh and with man, and has prevailed. Verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that you do ask after my name? And he blessed him there. 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mother E. Now, break that down, what you just got through reading. What will happen here? So what has happened here, what we just got through reading? Tell us now, knowing exactly what will happen in verse 32, verse 1, and 28 down to verse 30. What hell actually happened? Come on. And Mother dear Israel, you're jumping in too. I want to know exactly what is going on over here. I want to know. What's going on right here? Because like I said again, we got to mount up to be prepared to really take care of some business, but we got to know exactly what's going on according to this book. So what's going on, Mother D up Israel, Mother E, in 32 verse 1, 28
down to verse 30. What's going on that we can read? What's going on here?
Okay, in 32 verse 1, Jacob went on his way, and an angel Yahweh met him. So the angel Yahweh met Jacob.
Okay, that's good. That's good. As a matter of fact, and what were they doing in verse 24, Marie? He met him. Then what happened in 24 down to verse 28 now? Now let's read what happened. So now here come an angel, a member of the spirit, it'll met him now. Then what happened in verse 24?
Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the break of day.
So then, wait a minute. Hold that point. Who was this man that's wrestling with, according to verse 1? Who this man is wrestling with Jacob, according to verse 1?
That's what I saw.
No, no. Who was this man he wrestling with, according to verse 1? Help me out, Moses, dear Israel.
The angel. I said the thorn.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So in verse 24, what's going on in verse 24? Who is this Jacob is wrestling with, according to verse 1, Mother Eve?
He was wrestling with an angel.
Excellent. That's the point we're making. Excellent. He's wrestling with an angel. And that angel he wrestled with, that man he wrestled with, called an angel. And all we have to do is look at verse 32, verse 1, and then we see that angel right there. In this case, he'll transform himself into a man to wrestle with Jacob. Is that right?
Right.
Verse 25, what happened next?
Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and he hollered, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and read 26?
Okay, if you want to break it down, come on, that's good too. You can break that down too, that's good. Okay, you want to deal with that verse, come on.
Okay, in verse 26, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will bless. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
All right, hold that point right there. Now, what's going on? Who? What's going on right here in that verse again? What's going on right there?
Jacob wasn't gonna let him go unless that angel go unless he blessed him.
That's right. So that's showing you that the mentality of our grandfather. See, when they know they're on the right track, you don't let go. You hold on. You hold on because you want something. See? So that's spirit you want. You hold on because you want something. So he say, although you hit me on my thigh, knock my leg all out of place, got me wobbly leg, so what? I'm going to hold on to you until you do what for me? What do you want that angel, that man, do for him? But he's going to hold on. What do you want him to do?
Bless him.
That way you want? So sometimes you see now, if you want your blessing, you got to do what there, Mother E?
Hold on.
You got to hold on. You got to hold on. That's what you got to do. When it's hot in here, you're supposed to do what?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. I don't care if you get hit on the leg. Both still hold on. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Give us some more then. Read a little bit more.
Okay. And verse 27 it says, and he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, okay, verse 28, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have thou prevailed with Yahweh and with man, and have prevailed. So,
What's going on now?
His name was changed because he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but is Israel. For as a prince have thy power with Yahweh and with man. So,
And half prevail. You didn't get no name changed until you done what?
Prevail.
You didn't get no action from Yahweh, the angel, until you do what?
Hold on, prevail. Hold on.
That's right, mother. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on. I don't care how hard and heavy. You'll never take your eyes off the prize. You hold on. Is that what you're reading here?
Right.
Huh? You got to hold
right.
on. Knock down, get back up. Is that what he's
right.
saying? Get knocked
right.
down, get back up. You got to hold on. It's our calling waiting on you. So since the angel see that Jacob was going to hold on to the end, he said, okay, I'll tell you what. He said, I ain't letting you go till you bless me. Then he said, here, well, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. And he said, your name is not to be no more called Jacob, but Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Definition of Israel. For as a prince,
mm-hmm.
you got power with Yahweh because you have prevailed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't get nothing until you earned it. You earn to be called Israel. You earn to get this blessing. Because when I hit you, you didn't let go. You didn't let go. You held on all the way. See that? Y'all catching that?
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do when you're dealing with Yahweh's business. You got to hold on. Huh? If you want to bless them, you got to hold on.
Right.
Y'all got it? Good. So now, what happened in 29?
Verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there.
30.
Verse 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved.
You see that? So now Yahweh picked this man. So he know that one thing about Jacob. This man gonna hold on. I hit him hard. I sent a middle spirit out to hit him. Hit the rest side of the leg. Knocked his leg out of joint. And he's still holding him. So this kind of guy I can deal with. Is that what we're hearing so far? So now, his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Is that right?
Right.
Now, mother, let's find out more, dear of Israel. Let's find out some more about this now. So now we see now how this name came. This name did not come by him just born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had to earn the name Israel. Is that right?
Right.
He had to earn it. Now let's see what Yahweh says behind that in number 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what he says behind that. Number 6, 22 down to verse 27. Most dear of Israel,
Let's see what he says in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what's said now. Come on.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you, 25. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Mm-hmm. So now we see that the blessing only will come to the children of Israel if they do what?
With his name.
Is that right, Marie? So the blessing mm-hmm. will only come. What you got to do to get the blessing?
Add a name.
You got to get the name.
So you got to have the name there. Just as yeah. Jacob had to earn the name, you got to earn the name too.
Right.
You got to earn the name too. So Jacob opened the door, but you understand something. The blessings is in the what?
In the name.
In the name. Name of what?
Israel.
Israel. Now, let's go to 44 months of Israel. We're going to 44 of Isaiah. Look at 1 down to verse 5. We're going to 44, 1 through verse 5, always.
Okay.
Isaiah 44, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Listen to this right here. What does it say?
Isaiah chapter 44. Verses 1 to 5, and it reads, Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 2, Thus says Yahweh, that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Israel, my servant, and thou Israel, whom I have chosen, verse 3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon you, upon your seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, verse 4, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water course. Verse 5, one shall say, I am Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Israel, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
Well, come back and read that again, because he laying the foundation exactly. So what he's doing, he rehearsing the righteous act, because one was called Jacob, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. Jacob does some work to get that name Israel. So what he's doing, mm-hmm. so Isaiah, he only reflecting back to our grandfather was named Jacob. But then once he got the knowledge of the blessing, he heard and changed his name to what? So come on back and read that verse one more time there, Mother, about exactly how it happened, because he's explaining exactly how it happened. He's doing some educating right now. He's letting them know about their grandfather. Now start again, that verse again.
Isaiah 44, verse 5.
Yeah, read that verse again. And we say one's going to do one thing, and one going to do enough. So let's find out who one did the
Now we're going to stop at the one done one thing and one done another. We're going to find out.
Okay.
So when you read that part, I'm going to stop there right there and get a precept out of that. Let's read that verse
okay,
one more time.
Let's read it like this.
That's read like you see it. Going to take care of it.
Okay. Isaiah 44, verse 5. One shall say, I am Yahweh.
Right.
And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob.
Okay, well, hold that point. Oh, hold that point. Now, who said that? Now, who says one going to call himself by the name of Yahweh? That we can read that mother. Let's go to St. John 5:43. Let's see who said that we can read. Who said that? St. John 5:43. Let's say that, Mother.
St. John, chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
43.
Yeah, 43.
St. John, chapter 5. Verse 43, read. St. John chapter 5, verse 43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
So the Son came in whose name?
The Father.
The Father.
So he came in whose name?
Yahweh.
He came in the Father's name. So we read where one, Isaiah was prophesying one going to do that. One going to put on the Father's name on him. So we read that in the 44th chapter, verse 4, one did that, and that was Yahweh the Son. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 44, verse 5.
Oh, wait, hold that part. Hold that part. And Mother Eve, go to, go and look at what it says in, Let's go and get it in, where I want to go. I want to get one verse. Now, I don't know why I got locked on that one verse. I suppose it came to me real smooth. But, now, who will help me out on that verse will come to me real smooth. Now, where are we going and get that real smooth on just what we're talking about? Now, I don't know why it just didn't come to me real smooth, but it must be because of the reason. We want somebody that already can bring that verse out real smooth. Now, who's going to bring that verse out real smooth about what we just got through reading there? Who gonna bring it out? Cause I got stuck. But I noticed the cakewalk verse. But in the same token, now what we gonna do with that verse right there?
Let's see. That,
what we gonna do with that verse right there?
Okay. Can we see Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20?
Ephesians. That's where you want to go. Okay, read that verse again. Read that verse again, Mother E. Read that verse one more time.
St. John chapter 5, verse
20. You read it 5:43 one more time.
St. John chapter 5, verse. I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not.
Mm-hmm.
If enough to come in his own name, him you will receive.
Okay, now what we want to do is find out how we're going to deal with that verse right there that we can read. Now, I don't know why I got locked up on that verse. It's maybe for me to get locked up on that verse for somebody to pull it out, which is a cakewalk. Now, I don't know why I'm locked up on that verse.
I think
to that verse right there. Now who gonna bring it out?
Come up, Mother.
Okay, guess it. We got to table it or bring it out. Which one are we going to do? Is it going to table it or bring it out? Which one? I don't know why I'm locked up on it. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, if you got the verse of, if you got the verse that picked up that one verse up there, I don't know why it ain't never the case or statement, but we want to know why we can't pull that one verse out. No, that's what I want to know.
What about Revelation 14:1?
Okay. That's where you want to go to 14:1? And you know what? That exactly is the right one, too. That's exactly. Is it? That's it, too. 14:1. Excellent, Mo. See, that's what we're talking about. See, we can't talk our way out of it. And we can't guess our way out of it. Here it is right here in 14:1. So I hope all the anointed counts is writing that down. So I got locked up on 14:1. I mean, I don't know why I see some of it written in there, but that's how we got to build it up. 14:1. Listen to this. Revelation 14:1. Yes, ma'am. Just you pull it out, Mother GF, just bring it out.
Okay. Revelation chapter 14:1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Yagdajuga, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead.
Mm-hmm. So the only way you can get from point A to point B, whose name you got to have written in your forehead?
The father's name.
The father's name. So those that call him, they call this Yahshua and this Yah and all that. The father's name ain't no Yah. The father's name ain't no Yahshua or Yeshua, Jesus. That ain't his name.
Right.
This name is a full letter. So you got to have the who name in your forehead to get from A to Z.
The father's name.
So that what you read way back over here in Isaiah, one going to come in the Father's name.
Mm-hmm.
And you just found out who the one was by precept in the Bible, and who came in the Father's name?
Yahuwah the Son.
So that's why you call him Yahuwah the Son, because the Father's name. See that? So there is up there. So that's why we call him Yahuwah the Son. Because the blessings is in the name, well, he taking on the Father's name, and we taking on his name, Israel, and we honor the name Yahuwah. That's what Israel did. But we ain't got now we name, right? We just out there spinning our wheels. I mean, according to the Bible. Okay, good.
All right,
now come on back there, Mother D.F. Israel. Come back to the 44th chapter with that understanding. Let's look at them and look at them two verses again.
Okay. Isaiah 44:5.
We'll read verse 4 again.
Well, verse 4 says, "And they shall spring up as among the grass,
mm-hmm.
as willows by the water course."
But now you clear. They ain't gonna spring up until they got what right?
They gotta have a name.
You gotta have a name right. So you ain't spring up nowhere until you got the name right. So you might be leaping all over the place, but you ain't gonna get right until you got the name right. Is that what the reading is?
Yeah.
Verse 5.
One shall say, "I am Yahuwah."
Now, what one said that?
Yahuwah
what one said that? That Yahuwah the Son said that.
Yeah.
Now, who said that? I come in my Father's name. So we know the one that said that, Yahuwah the Son. shall come in my Father's name. Is that right?
Right.
So we see in the picture. Yeah, Yahweh the Son said that. I come in my Father's name. So that's the one that's going to say, I am the four letter, didn't he?
Yes.
And what happened next?
And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob.
Yeah, and we already found out in Genesis 32, it was one called himself by the name of Jacob.
And another shall subscribe with him. Wait a minute. Will strive. I'm getting messed up. Subscribe with him hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Israel.
Now who surname themselves by the name of Israel? Who did that?
Jacob.
That's right. Now, what that's supposed to mean, now to find what that's supposed to mean, Elmer Till, let's find out what that's supposed to mean in 1 Chronicles 9:1. What that's supposed to mean if we go to 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. Elmer Till, what that's supposed to mean? We're going to 9:1 and see what that's supposed to mean. 9:1. What that's supposed to mean?
1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse number 1. 1 says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free?
Chronicles.
Oh.
Not Corinthians. Chronicles.
Corinthians.
Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 9:1.
1 Chronicles.
9:1. Let's see what 9:1 says in Chronicles.
No, we got it right. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse number 1. 1 says, so all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgressions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're gonna play by the Bible, when you call the names of these people, they all reckon by what? According to verse 9. According to verse 9,
Number 9. And their brothers according to their generations.
Wait a minute. 9:1. So when you address these people, what do 9:1 say how you supposed to address them?
By the genealogies.
Who are you supposed to address by genealogy? We can read in 9. Who?
Israel
and Judah.
That's right. So all Israel will be reckoned by what kind of way?
The genealogy of Israel.
Okay, now, mother, read that chart again, mother, that first name again. Now, tell me what will happen.
Reuben. Seminole Indian.
Now, is that Bible?
No.
Can I get some more? That's all I can get? Now, who else? You got it right, Mo. But who else? Can I get some more? Hallelujah, y'all calls on that?
Saluting for Israel.
What you
got to
say, Marie, what you got to say about that?
Saluting for Israel.
All right. El, what you got to say about that, El?
That seems like that's correct to me. Saluted for Israel.
So whenever we see that the name of one of these 12 sons is involved, if they call it by another name, what we supposed to do behind that once we know what we know? What we supposed to do? Let it slide. What do we both do that once we know that if you call these 12 boys, you both will call them by the name of what?
Israel.
Before you call them another name. Suppose you call them another name.
Pronounced sentence, polluted.
You spoke
right.
By Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. So you see, so now whenever is addressed to Israel, you have to put the name of Israel at the end of your name, then you got what over your head?
Blessing.
But suppose you call by another name. What's on your head now?
A curse.
So we're going to read that at Mother E. Let's read that. 65:15. So with this information, look what got written. Look what Isaiah says in 65:15. If we chose to go to do hey, give me St. John 10:1. If you chose to be a St. John 10:1, let's see what'll happen. St. John 10:1. And Mother E held me 7:12 of the book of Hosea, fluid for Joshua waiting on. Let's see what happens. If you decide you want to go any other way, let's find out what's going on.
St. John.
Once the light turned on. Once the light turned on. 10:1.
Okay. St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1. One says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
What? So if somebody called these people by another name, according to the Bible, what are they in the eyes of the Bible?
Same as a thief and a robber. Take the original name away.
Thief and a robber. Say you a thief, and look what it tells you in Numbers 15:15-16, Elder. Numbers. What it tells you in Numbers 15:15-16? Look what it tells you. Numbers 15:15-16. So when you address the 12 tribes of Israel, any one of these names, and you go along with any other name, and you let them call you by another name, that makes you a what again? Mother D, Israel, real quick. A what?
A cursed.
A thief and a rock, according to what we read so far. You be read so far in 10:1, that makes you a thief and a rock. That's so far. We got plenty more to go, but we want to get that out the way. So we know that you talking, but you really is a thief and a rob.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
right.
Far. What do it say is out of heaven the tab is behind being a thief and a rob? Numbers 15:15-16.
Okay. Numbers chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. 15 says, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance for even in your generations,
well,
as ye are, so shall be. I'm there.
Forever.
You're
going to keep it forever. That's it. Ever. The ordinance forever.
Forever. With your ordinance forever and your generations, as ye are, so shall be the stranger before the Yahuwah. 16.
So what is it saying? So who will help me out? What is it saying? According to 10:1, we read in St. John with the precept of 15:15-16, what is Yahuwah saying?
The rulers of the congregation.
Now, what did he say in
15:15-16?
What is he saying?
It's one order for the Israel.
Uh-huh. And?
is going to be one order for Israel and the stranger that sojourned in Egypt.
Okay.
So they had the first order that Israel got.
That's right. So it's telling you, you cannot be like them. You can't go along with what they tell you. You got to tell them. Now what it's saying. You can't let them tell you what it's saying. You got to tell them what it's saying. You can't be like the stranger, the 17 nations. They got to be like you. So if they're going to call 1 to 12 tribes by another name, you got to go, oh, no, that's not right. The name of every name in Exodus chapter 1, all 12 names, got the name of the name is Israel, not Seminole Indians, not Judah Negro, Judah the Negro. No, that don't work. So Judah ain't the Negro. Judah is Israel. See?
Right.
See, you can't continue, because if you continue to do so, and now you be called the Negro, the African-American Negro, you have tucked yourself right out of the bond of Yahweh without his understanding. So now you are taking away the blessing by going along with by calling an African-American Negro and color. Because that ain't the blessed name for Judah, is it? Judah won the 12 boys, ain't
he? That's right.
Well, somebody, I'm going to back up and read me 49:28 of Genesis. Let's see what it says in 49:28. Let's see what it says about, and how many. Genesis 49:28.
Which mother?
You, D up Israel.
49:28.
What it say?
Genesis 49:28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, everyone according to his blessings, he blessed them.
So all 12 tribes is upon a what?
A blessing.
Yeah. And but what name get them the blessing?
Israel.
But suppose you call them by Seminole Indians, what that mean don't happen in 65:15, our mother. Day of Israel, what don't happen? Now what don't happen? Now Reuben is called today Seminole Indians. So what happens according to what we can read in 65:15 of Isaiah?
Isaiah 65.
Verse 15. What will happen?
Isaiah 65, verses 14.
Verse 15.
Verse 15. Isaiah 65, 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh shall slay you and call servants by another name.
But, okay, he said you're going to leave your name for a curse. What name is you going to leave for a curse?
You're
going to
leave Israel.
Oh. So that's the name you're going to leave, and you're going to pick up a curse name. Right. Is that what you're going
to
do?
That's right.
He said you're going to leave your name. What name you going to leave? What name you going to put on the floor? Leave on the floor, walk away from it.
Israel.
And then now you're going to what?
A curse. A
blessing. And you want to know what? And now you want to know why you got so much problem.
Yeah.
You see what you need? You left your name, and now what name you got over you now?
Okay.
What name? What's the Bible for that name here? What the Bible says it is.
And you shall leave your name for a curse name.
So, all right. So,
what do the Bible call it? A cursed name. Any name other than a name you got at the end of your name is Israel, you got a what name?
A cursed name.
Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Y'all see that? So if you're not using the name Israel, you use any other name, and I don't care how much you know you some Yahweh, but according to Yahweh, mm-hmm. you're up on the wall.
On the curse.
So read it again. Let's read it again. 65:15, make sure. It says that.
Isaiah 65:15. And you shall leave your name for a cursed name. My chosen for Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
So don't you notice that everybody that got these names on it, don't you? You be wondering why everybody's so mean to you and why you get slain mm-hmm. all the way because you got double jeopardy on you. You be wondering why you picking this boycott and doing. Don't you know? Somebody got to tell you. Don't you know it's written in the Bible? This is going to happen to you. That lets you know who mm-hmm. you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So this is telling you, women, this only happens to one people that the Almighty said, if you walk away and leave your name, you'll be up on a what?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Now, Mother Eve, what he says in 7:12 behind that, let's see if you get a pat on the back for being up on a curse.
Okay.
Let's find out what kind of pat you get on your back for being up on a curse name.
Book of Joshua for Lucifer. Oh, Shin.
Yeah.
Chapter 7.
Uh-huh.
Book of Joshua. Chapter 7.
I tell you what. Hold that point, Mother. I want you to read something else he said before you read verse 12. It's something else I want you to read because we are the biggest one of these than anybody. Read verse 10. Then read 12.
Okay. Joshua chapter 7:10. And the Yahweh said unto Joshua, Oshea, get thee up, wherefore lies thou upon thy face.
You know what the man said? You know what the man called that prince? Get up off your knees. I be crying for my son. I be crying for my daughter. I'm always crying. He said, get up off your knees and cut all that crying out. I'm always, what you doing, Mom? I'm crying for you now. See that? You see what he's saying? Why are you sitting there down there doing all that crying for?
Mm.
You see? Yahweh spotted. Oh, I'm crying. I'm just praying for my loved one. I'm just praying away. What you doing? I'm always somewhere praying for you. What did Yahweh just say? What did he say? And Yahweh said unto Hoshea, get thee up, therefore lies be thou up on my face. Why are you lying on your face? Why are you over in the corner moaning and groaning for? Verse 11. Israel have sinned, and they have broke my covenant. You the man just said? So you understand something. You can pray for your loved ones all you want, but if they ain't mm-hmm. keeping the covenant, Yahweh said, do what? What did it say in verse 10? Mm-hmm. What did it say in verse 10?
And the Yahweh said unto Joshua, wherefore lies thou upon thy face.
You see that? He said, why you, well, get up off your face. You over there moaning, groaning. He says, Israel have sinned against me. Get up off your face. Stop all that moaning and groaning for me to hear you. Israel have sinned. Now read verse 12. With that understanding, now see what he said in verse 12.
verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their back before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the curse from among you.
What's that supposed to mean? That supposed to mean, Marie? What did you say?
That means that if you're not teaching the Torah instruction, that means you're cursed. So you have
But what about your prayers you're making for the non-covenant keepers?
Well, that's a curse. That's a curse too.
So you see what you're doing? So you see what we're doing? See, you see what knowledge do for you? Knowledge tell you bottom line is they got to make a change. You see, you remember Jacob back there? He had to earn that name. He didn't get that name because he was born a silver spoon. He had to get his side of the throat, his side of the leg. His leg was all out of joint. And the angel told him, he said, man, let me go before the daybreak comes. He said, man, I ain't letting you go. I'm going to hold on all the way until you do what for me?
Huh?
So you see, you got to hold on. You got to hold on. So you got to tell your loved one, listen, my prayer don't get past my ankles. Because you don't do right. You got to do this for your prayer to be answered. Is that what we're reading? Let's precept that then, Mother E. Let's precept that to 28, verse number 9, and see what Yahweh say. And Mother D of Israel, 9:31 of St. John back to back. Let's see, can we read this?
Well, Joshua 28.
No, I want Proverbs 28, verse 9. And Mother D of Israel going to have me 9:31. She had me 9:31 waiting on.
We're going to see. St. John?
Yeah, 9:31. Hey, waiting on me. After Mother D of Israel read the verse called Proverbs 28, verse 9.
You mean Mother E?
Yeah, Mother E. 28, verse 9, what it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, he that turns away his ear from hearing the Torah instruction, even his prayer shall be abominated.
Yeah. What's that mean, Mother? What's that mean?
That means if you turn away from hearing the Torah instruction, prayers is abomination.
What's that mean? Break it down for the national audience. What's that mean? Or you might get a phone call and one of your loved ones say, Mother, pray for me right now. Right? You might hear that phone call come in. But what did Yahweh told Solomon put in his book?
Praying for one of your loved ones. Is that what you said?
That's what I'm saying. You pray for one of your loved ones. You pray for somebody real dear to you. But what did Yahweh say in 28 verse 9? I'm praying for somebody real close to me. But what did Yahweh say in 28 verse 9?
If they're not keeping the Torah instructions, it's an abomination.
What's abomination? What's abomination?
To pray for somebody that's not keeping the Torah instructions. Your loved one,
Who's saying that? Who's saying that in 28 verse 9? What's going on there? Read that again, Mo. I want to make sure we're clear about what he's saying.
Proverbs 28, chapter 9. He that turned away his ear from hearing the Torah instruction, even his prayer shall be abomination.
Okay, well, what do the Torah instructions say in 24 verse 1-8 of Leviticus, Mother? What do the Torah instructions say?
Leviticus 24:1-8.
Yeah, what do it say? So he said you turn your ear from hearing this, your prayers are abomination to him. Well, what do it say in the Torah instruction, 24 verse 1 and 8?
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1. And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath ye shall sit in order before the Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
And what's supposed to happen according to 23 verse 3 of the same book of the law? And what you supposed to be doing on that day, 23 verse 3? Mother B.
Okay.
23 verse 3. Yep.
23 verse 1. Okay. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous convocation of sin. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings.
So the seventh day is not a hell-raising day, is it?
No.
No? So that day ain't for to be a hell raiser, is it?
No.
Huh?
No. No. No.
What is it for? What is it for? Verse 3. What is it for? Verse 3.
Funny.
Verse 3. What is the seventh day for, according to verse 3?
Leviticus 23:3. Okay.
Yeah.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous convocation, a righteous gathering. Ye shall do no work.
So that day is for what reason? According to verse 3 there, Moby. What reason?
A righteous gathering.
Not a hell raising day, huh?
No.
Not a hell raising day, huh? But you're supposed to understand that day is not a hell raising day. You don't set up no traps on that day. That day you're supposed to have a righteous gathering. Not a hell raising day. That day don't supposed to be a hell raising day for you. You got 6 days to be a hell raiser, right?
Right.
That day you're supposed to draw the line. This day I'm going to be a righteous gatherer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Now what we left off on? Now, with that understanding.
I supposed to been going to St. John. Chapter 9:31.
Yeah, come on with it. And Elder, have me 2 Kings 17:34 waiting on me. Yeah, come on. Yeah,
Saint
we're
John,
on the right side of the book. Yeah, we're going on the right side of the book now. 9:31. What does it say?
Saint John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that Yahweh here is not sinners, but if any man or woman be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him or her, he heareth.
What? What did you say?
He hears not sinners.
Yeah, break that down for me. In 9:31, break that down. What did you say?
He hears not a sinner. But if you be a worshiper of Yahweh, then he hear you.
You mean that book saying that?
Yeah.
So if I'm a hell raiser, do he hear me?
No.
If I'm straddling the fence, not keeping the feast days, Sabbath days, wearing fringes, do they hear me?
No.
You see that? That's why I say you got to watch people's pages of the book. You be watching people's according to appearance. And tell you in 7:24, don't do that. You watch everybody from the page of the Bible. If you learn how to watch people in the praise of the Bible, you have peace with yourself, and Yahweh will be with you if you watch from the book, not from the appearance of how smooth they can articulate words. You watch everybody from the page of the book, and then watch the difference if you watch them from the page of the book. And understand what Yahweh is saying, and see do that apply to the person that's talking to you. Now look what it says over here in 2 Kings 17:34. What does it say to him?
2 Kings 17:34. 35 says, unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Yahuwah, neither do they after their statutes or Torah instructions, or after their ordinance, or after the law and the commandments. Torah instructions, what the Yahuwah do commandeth the children of Jacob, known as Israel, whom he named Israel.
So the children of Jacob, then he said something. What did he say about children of Jacob? Now, this is a seer we're rehearsing the righteous back at. He said, now your grandfather is named Jacob. But what happened again?
He named.
Yeah. Hey, come on, mother. Come on, bring it up.
Okay.
Who he named what?
Whom he named Israel.
So this is his doing. Yeah. So he the one named you Israel. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we read.
Your father's name is Jacob. But he chose by what the work Jacob did, he said, listen, he changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel. This is Yahweh's doing. And
yeah.
Mother D of Israel. What Paul say, you can read 1:18-23. So when you use the name of Israel, that's Yahweh's doing.
Yeah.
And all you can say, when you hear somebody use that name, all you supposed to say, 1:18-23. What are you supposed to say that, Mother D of Israel? That you can read.
Psalm 118:23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Yes,
hallelujah.
How are you supposed to say? When you see somebody got the name of Israel at the end of their name, you're supposed to say what again, mama?
This is Yahweh's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes.
But who recall what was read in what was read in 65:15? What are we gonna do?
In Isaiah 65?
Yeah, 15. But what we gonna do? It's marvelous in our eyesight if you use the name. But what we gonna do in 65:15? What we gonna do if we can read?
Isaiah 65:15. And
yes,
you shall leave your name for a curse unto my servant, for Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
Mm-hmm. He said you're going to leave your name for a curse. Let's see what name you're going to pick up and you're going to leave for a curse. Tell me out there, Mother D of Israel. Let's see if we read what name you're going to leave. You'll leave your name for a curse. And you can respond to this name more than you respond to the name of the blessing. Let's see, is it so? Let's go to the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, Mother D of Israel. And read, let's see what name you're going to leave for a curse. You're going to leave your name for a curse. What name would you be calling yourself that you were answered before you answered? If I call you Israel, you keep on. But if I call you by this name, let's see what you answer. We go on the 11th chapter and read the way you see it in verse 26.
Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass.
Look on your flashcard and tell me what Antioch is. Where is, how many miles Antioch from Jerusalem, southern kingdom? How far is Antioch? Where is Antioch located at? Help me out there, Elder. Where is Antioch? Yeah, help me out. Antioch. Where is that at? How many miles that's away from Jerusalem?
Have to look that one up. That's what I'm doing now. Miles from Jerusalem?
Yeah. I need to know how many miles is Antioch from Jerusalem. He said, because they'll be going over to Antioch, right? Keep reading. When you guys let me know, keep reading, Mother D. up Israel.
Okay. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the congregation. Oh, do I read it like it is?
Yeah, what church, political congregation, children of Israel.
Okay. With the church polluted for the congregation of Israel and taught much people.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciple followers were called Christians first in Antioch.
What were they called?
Christian.
No, you tell me people like us. Which one would they answer quicker if you call them Israel, you call them Christian? Which one would they answer quicker?
Christian. They call themselves Christians.
Ain't that something? He said you're going to leave your name and you'll be called what now in verse 26? Verse 26?
A Christian.
A Christian name to Israel is a what?
Polluted. A curse.
Is a what? According to
65:15.
Is it what?
It's a curse.
I guess so. Now, how many people you know that were answered to the name Christian before they answered their name, which is a blessed name, Israel? How many you know is still one of them?
A whole lot of them.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, and then you be one, and you want to know why this man won't intervene.
Mm-hmm.
He done told you in a Becca 1:13 why he not gonna intervene. Why so? Whoever can find 1:13, pull it out.
Okay.
Whoever can find, Rebecca 1:13, then whoever can put their hand on Isaiah 59:1-2, have it back to back. Let's see the man's saying. See, we study trying to figure out what's going on. And the man got it read in his book to tell you what you're going to do before you even do it. Now, who got a Becca 1:13 and who got Isaiah 59:1-2 waiting on? Who got them? What's going on?
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13. Thou art of pure eyes.
Yeah.
Than to behold evil.
Right.
And canst not look on iniquity, sin. Wherefore look thou upon them that deals treacherously, and holdest thou tongue when the wicked devour the man a woman that is more righteous than he.
So you telling me that Yahweh is saying, if this is the kind of role you're going to play, that's mm-hmm. contrary to my book, how much eyes he putting on you?
None.
You hear that? None. That's how much eyes he putting on you. None. He's looking. Mm-hmm. He went up a report back from the mental spirit on you and said, hey, they made an adjustment yet? No. Okay, well. All right. Sooner or later, they'll get right. Are they going to continue? Here's what I don't even see it. So all this long-winded prayer calling on this man, how much you hearing and seeing you?
None.
Now watch the precept 59:1-2. Come on, y'all. Isaiah 59:1-2. Give me that precept.
Okay, Isaiah. Chapter 59,
yep.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
What does it say?
Okay, verse number 1 says, behold, the Yahuwah's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Was that 2 or 1 and 8?
Yeah, 2.
Two, but your iniquities has separated between you and your Yahuwah, and your sins or transgressions have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you.
What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean in 59:1-2? What did you say?
Your sins
have pushed you away from Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
And you can't look at him in the face. Your sins are hidden from his face. He don't want to see you.
And,
he will not hear you or see you. He will not hear you or see you.
And 51:1-2, what he saying? What he say he's not going to do?
Not that what he saying?
He cannot. He said he cannot hear and cannot see you. Because
that
your sins have separated you from Yahuwah.
And not even hear you. See, tell you, look here. Long as you sin against me, I don't what? According to 59:1-2. What he saying, long as you sin against him. What is he saying, telling Isaiah to put in the book in 59:1-2? What is he saying?
You've been separated because he won't hear you or see you.
Because what?
Because of your transgressions. Your sins. Because of your sins, he won't see you or hear you.
You read that?
But your iniquities have separated between
sin.
You and your Yahuwah, your sins. And
yes.
Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. Not hear.
That book saying that?
And what do you read?
Book is saying that?
Yeah, it's saying?
Yes.
Yes, that's what it's saying, yes. Yes, you absolutely right. You read it exactly right. Exactly what he's saying.
Make
a move for us, he tell you exactly. It ain't no move for you, long as you keep doing what you're doing. You ain't got no move coming. Look what he says over here, Mother E, in Amos 8, verse 11. Look what he says in Amos 8, verse 11. I don't know, I don't see Mother Z. I can't find it. I don't see it on the network. It's time for us to give a powerful statement. I don't see it. Well, see if we find after Mother E, you find Mother Z and time for us to give us a powerful statement while we continue moving on. After you read this right here in 8 verse 11. What does it say in 8 verse 11?
The book of Amos, chapter 8 verse 11. Behold, the day comes, said Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, with hearing the words of Yahweh.
What did you say? What did you say? What did you tell Ames to put in his book? What? Break that down, Mother Eve.
He said he'll send a famine, but not a thirst, not a water, but hear, but a hearing the word of Yahweh.
Hey, that's him. He said he gonna be a famine, but it's not gonna be for thirst and water. It's gonna be from you hearing the word. That's how we call it that way. You know, hey, the only way you'll hear his word uncut is you bought another true Israelite. You see all we saying now? The whole world is dumbfounded, and right now, they see they're half as quick about to be calling Christian. They'd be called, they answer the name Christian before they announce it to the name of the blessed name is what? What's the blessed name?
Israel.
Yahweh.
Israel.
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 That's the blessed name. But what will we answer to before if they call us Israel? And they don't, and they call us, what other name they'll call us, and we'll answer right away.
Christians.
Say another name, a curse name.
Christian.
Another name you will answer.
11:23. Christian. Christian. And that was born on a day?
Is yeah.
That was born on a day? Do we
that's
answer the name
right.
Christian, or we answer the name Israel?
That's right.
Is that ain't going on a day?
Yeah.
That's going on today.
Let's see another name. Let's see what you answer to it for you because the Israel. Come on, Mother. Let's go and break this down and see what you answer to this name. I bet you answer this name for you answer to Israel, too. I bet you we're going to the 13th chapter, verse 1. Now, remember, there was over in Antioch called Christian, wasn't it? They were called Christian. Did you find out how many miles that is yet, Elder? How many miles?
I have that
did you
report
write
for you from. Yes, I do. That distance between Antioch and Jerusalem, where there are two types of miles. There are the actual miles that we know and the biblical miles. The miles from that regular know is 119,002 miles. Biblical miles is 7,396.2 kilomiles.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't just no walk in the park, is it, to get from Jerusalem to Antioch, is it?
No.
One continent to another.
So and they got way over there in the northern part of the world, and they was called what for the first time?
Christian.
And what this other man they got? They was called Christian what? That we can read in 13. Remember they was called way over there, all the miles away. They was called a Christian what in verse 13. Let's see if his mother knocked out the park. They was called a Christian what over there in Antioch that we can read. Here it is in 13:1. They was called a Christian what that we can read.
In Acts
13:1. So we clear when it got to Antioch, it was called Christian, right?
Yeah.
What other names they call with the Christian name that we can read in 13:1?
Acts 13:1.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes,
Acts
Mother D in Israel. Yes.
Acts chapter 13:1. And there were in the, do I say church, polluted for the congregation?
Of children of Israel,
That was the children of Israel. There was at Antioch certain teachers.
Certain teachers. And teachers. And who?
Teachers and teachers. And Barnabas.
And Simon. And
Simeon. They were called Niger.
They was called Nigger. They was called Nigger. That's the Latin word for nigger. They was called niggers.
They was called myths. Yeah. They was called Christian myths.
Yeah.
You see that? They got William Antioch, and they got the title be called Christian myths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there. That word right there is a Latin word for nigger. That's that word nigger. That's how you first pronounce it, nigger. They just add the double G on later on. So now there was at the church polluted for the congregation of children of Israel. That was in England, thousands of miles away. Certain seers were there, and teachers was over there, and Barnabas, and Simeon.
This is Peter.
Was called Nick. They was called Christian Nicks. Over there. Now, what do we respond to being called Christian nigger, or do we respond to be called Israel? Now, today, which one will we answer first? Christian nigger? Christian nigger or Israel? Now, today, with all this education we got, which one will respond to quicker? If you call me a Christian nigger or if you call me Israel?
You hear that almost everywhere you go. You hear people calling each other nigger.
Yeah.
Before they say Israel.
Before you say Israel.
Scared to call you Israel, but they will call you nigger.
And it's way back here. Now, we will aspire to be called a Christian nigger before we be called Israel. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Let's see if we bring Mother Z in and let her, she got something to say to the national audience. We're going to find
Mother Z ain't going to be on tonight.
Huh?
Mother Z ain't going to be on tonight.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Okay, good. Well, we'll catch you on tomorrow night. So the point I'm saying, you see, we will be quicker to be called things that is contrary to Yahweh. And he cannot bless you as long as you don't understand that you got to come back and make a decision according to the Bible. But see, now I'm going to show you something that we will never be called. Let's run to Mr. Tips. Let's run to Jeremiah 41, verse 1. How many saw this? Jeremiah 41, verse 1. Backed up with Mother D of Israel in 2 Kings 11, verse 1. And Mother E had me 2 Chronicles 22, verse 10. I just want to find out what the Bible says, and you tell me how close we are to what the Bible says. Jeremiah 41, verse 1. Who got that?
Jeremiah. Chapter 41, verse number 1 says, Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nephatiah, the son of Ishama, the seed of the seed royal, and the princes of the king.
Hold that point. What were they called?
Back up. The seed royal, they were called.
They were called what?
They were called the seed royal.
They were called seed royal. Now, we got to find out who was just called seed royal. Somebody in the Bible was called. They would not respond to the name that they got now, but in the Bible, they was called what?
Seed royal.
2 Kings 11, verse 1. Come on, my dear Israel. Second witness.
Well, I can't pronounce these names, so maybe you should let what's the name?
Come on, yo. Read that 2 Kings 11, verse 1. Because we can't pronounce it. Just give me the first letter and keep it moving. We're going to get a point out of here. We weren't getting the names. Just give me the first letter and keep it moving. But come on, y'all, bring it out. 2 Kings 11, verse 1.
And when Azariah, the mother of Azariah, saw her son was dead, she rose and destroyed all the seed royal.
Now we got to find out who is this seed royal? Now, mother, eat. 2 Chronicles 22:10. We want to find out who is this seed royal that we can read. What family is this that we can read that's supposed to, when this name come out, they're supposed to be all ears when they call seed royal. Let's see what we can read in 2 Chronicles 22:10.
2 Chronicles 22:10. Well, when Athaliah, the mother of Isaac, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed of the family of Yahweh Judah, the southern king.
You mean, now come on back to your chart again, among the of Israel. What is Judah called? On the chart. What's Judah called?
Judah. American black.
That's all you got out of it?
Yeah. It says
that's
Judah,
man. I can't get no more than that besides American black?
That's all it says.
That's all it says? I can't get that. Come on, mother. Somebody got to act I'm surprised. But it says one of them charts, I don't know why you got something missing on it. I need a little bit more. It's called the American somebody else. I want to hear the word red, and I want to act like I'm surprised about it. I don't know. Let me see if I find Brother Micaiah. Maybe he can pull out his chart. Maybe Brother Micaiah can pull out that chart. Somebody got to pull out the chart now. I want to act like I'm surprised about this man. Brother Micaiah. Trial of Yah God Judah. Y'all probably busy saying right. Well, I can't get Brother Micaiah. So now, but see, it's a little bit more to it that you call something a little bit more to it. So I don't know why that paper ain't telling us a little bit more that it's darker documents fact. So I ain't going to say nothing unless mother got something that says a little bit different than American black. That was Jordan said to mother, American black.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
What Jordan
say? Mine said the same thing.
Oh shoot! Well, we leave that alone till you get the better ammunition. Then we leave it right there. But it says a little bit more that will lock in on what we just got through reading the 13th. But since we're not gonna hear it read, we'll leave it alone. See, I want to act like I'm surprised when it's read. It's supposed to be read a little bit more than American black. It's supposed to correlate along with the 13th chapter, verse 1. But since I can't hear it, I'm going to act like we let it slip past.
Yeah, the verse 1.
Since we can't hear it, the way this verse is read in 13, verse 1, on that handout, let's talk about the next facts. Now, when you start looking at the 12 chart, they have more than just American black there. They have another word there that was corresponding with 13 verse 1, but we'll leave it there. We'll leave it like that.
What handout? You said it's on the handout.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit more to it, but we can worry about it. We'll come back with it tomorrow. Somebody will have it tomorrow. Then we'll rewind it and bring it back tomorrow with a little bit more to correspond with 13 verse 1.
All right.
Is this okay? We'll put you aside. We'll put this aside. I like the number one hit. But that's okay. We'll put this aside right now. Now, since we found out that it is a people, it's supposed to identify themselves as what? 2 Chronicles 22:10. What people
see
what
Roy.
See Roy. So now you see why the six anointed camps call one another see Roy, don't we?
Yeah.
Because that's our name. But
yeah.
We respond to more being called Christian or black,
nigger.
What?
Nigger.
A nigger Christian, then we'll to see Roy, ain't that right?
That's right.
Prince and kings.
So otherwise, we're not lying with the book nowhere, is it? Well, I can't get nothing out of this class on network.
Well,
how are we supposed to be addressed with those of another nation? According to 2 Chronicles 22:10, what do we say we supposed to be addressed with in the last line of 22:10? According to what we read, when you address
King Roy, this group, or the family of Yagdaju.
That's how. You see that? That's how we supposed to be addressed. But we not addressed that way out.
No.
No.
Only the ones that recognize it.
So you see how much work we got to do? Because we have to correct them by calling us any other name. If you want to address us, you call us C. Roy. Now, that's not biblically calling us by the Bible. C. Roy.
Mm.
So we have to address them. If you want to address me, this is what you call me. The family of C. Roy, Yahweh Jewel. Is that what we're reading at?
That's right.
So we see we got a big job ahead of us. Because right now we'll left our name for a curse. And the only name he said you can address with us is to be make sure you got on the table is C. Roy Israel. Tribe of Yahweh Jewel. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
Is that what we're reading, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, let's see if we get a little bit more out of that. Let's find out why he wants you to do that. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 54. Let's find out why he wants you to get in your rightful position, being the whole world be in their rightful position, if you in your rightful position. Let's see what rightful position you're supposed to be in 2 Ezra chapter 6, 54 to 69, backed up with Mother Eve, and 40 verse 15 and 17 of Isaiah. Well, 15, 16, and 17. That's not all what the Bible says. In 2 Ezra chapter 6, 54 down to verse 59. Let's see what this book is saying.
2 Ezra 54 to 59, verse number 54. And after these, Adam also, whom thou madest, Yahweh, of all thy creatures, of him come we all, and the people also whom thou hast chosen.
Stop it there. The people that thou have chosen, hold that part right there. Mother of Israel. Let's go and find out who's the people that thou have chosen that we can read. But we can put it in there. See, we need to put it in there after we know if we can find it. What people that we can read that thou have chosen that we can read? We go on to the 51st chapter of the book called Isaiah. We want to find out who these people that you have chosen that we can read. We go on to Isaiah 51 and pick up verse 8 down to verse 10. Let's easily read. So if we put it in there in 654 and 55, we're doing justice by putting it in there if we know we can read it somewhere. Isaiah 51, pick up verse 8, 9, and 10 says what?
Isaiah 51, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment.
Now start again. Isaiah 51, verse 8. Look at it real carefully, Mother D.F. Israel.
Well, that's how that was. It's 51.
Isaiah 51, verse 8.
That's what it says.
I'm sorry, 41. That's my fault. I'm 40. All
okay.
Right, I'm sorry. 41, okay. 8 and
10. Isaiah chapter 41, 8 through 10, read.
Mm-hmm.
But thou, Israel, are my servant. Israel of Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse
stop it there for a minute. Stop it there for a minute. So when we're reading that verse 60 to 54, he said the people that he's chosen. Now, what folks will go there after we read the peoples of thy that you have chosen? What folks will go there according to 41 verse 8?
But thou, Israel, be royal, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
Read 44:1.
Oh, 44:1?
Yeah, read 44:1. Just give me a second here. Give me 44:1.
Isaiah 44, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob. Do I say, O
Israel? Yeah, that's right. His name is Israel now.
Okay. Isaiah 44, 1. Yet now hear, O Israel, servant, and Israel, be royal, whom I have chosen.
All right, good. That's good. Now, come on back, Elder. Now, come on back and knock out the park in that 654. Now, knock out the park.
54. And after these, Adam also, whom thou had made Yahuwah of all thy creatures of him, come we all, the people whom thou hast chosen. 55.
Yeah, who,
and all this time.
No, whoa, Elder. Who have he chosen?
655.
What people did he choke? Come on back, Mother. In 41, verse 8.
Israel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have opportunity to put it in there. Come on back and read 41, verse 8 of Isaiah. You have opportunity to knock out the park for way over there in 54. Watch this. 41, verse 8. Read it, Mother.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. But thou, Israel, see royal, are my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen.
So who been chosen?
Israel. Israel.
Call back to the second of 644, and let's see when you'll put it in there.
And after these, Adam, whom thou madest Yahuwah of all thy creatures, of him come we all, the people whom thou had chosen, Israel.
Excellent. The people. So we clear that the one was chosen was Israel, not Christians, not Islamic, not Judaism people. The people that was chosen from Yahuwah, what their name is?
Israel.
Yes.
Israel. That is the people that's been chosen. That's the name that the man wants on the table, Israel. That's the one that's been chosen. Not the, let's keep reading. Not, watch what he say now. Let's see what he says in the next verse.
55. And all this have I spoken before thee, O Yahuwah, because thou had madest the world for our sakes.
Well, who's the our sake?
Israel.
So you mean the world was made for whose sake?
Israel.
You mean the Bible saying that?
Yes, hallelujah.
The Bible saying that. If that Bible saying the world was made for Israel's sake.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's what it say.
That's what it say. See, you see that? That's what the book is saying. Huh? See, our little ones need to know this. The world was not made for everybody in the world. The seer is talking back and forth to Yahuwah. If he wrong, he would be corrected. He said, you made the world for our sake.
Mm-hmm.
We anyway. And what he said next?
56. As for other people which also come of Adam, thou hast said.
But the other people, that means the other 17 nations.
Mm.
All the rest of the people that's in the world. And for the other people, the 17 nations. What did he say next?
As for the other people which also come of Adam, thou hast said, they are nothing. They are nothing.
They are
other
what?
People.
They are what?
They are nothing.
That's
they
what
are
that.
Nothing. It's saying exactly that.
That's what the Bible says.
I'm looking at it. That's what it say.
What does it say? What does it say?
But be like unto spittle. And thou hast likened the abundance of them.
Now, you know what spittle is like. When you know a spittle, you spit. You know when you spit out your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
He said the other nations did like when you spit out your mouth. Do you go back and grab it back up?
Mm-mm.
You hear the Bible saying? Is y'all hearing what the Bible is saying? Now, hold that point, mother. Hold that point, mother. Mother, come back and read again. Amos 8:11 one more time. 8:11. Listen what mother got to read in 8 verse 11. All right.
Okay. Book Amos, just 8, verse 11. Okay. Amos chapter 8, verse 11, read. Behold, the day come, said Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst, for water, but hearing the word of Yahweh.
Yeah. What we saying is, the world amazing what they saying that book is saying. It's what. They look at a little comment. What kind of book you reading out of? I'm reading out of the same book that you got. You reading out of too. We reading the same book. The same book we reading.
Mm-hmm.
Mother E, give me 2 Ezra, pick up at 5 verse 1. I want to get a precept on that.
2 Ezra?
Yeah, 5, pick up at verse 1. Let's read a little bit. You'll get a precept on that.
Second Ezra, chapter 5, verse 1. Nevertheless, as concerning the token, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of the covenant. Verse 2. But iniquity shall be increased above that which now thou seest, or that thou hearing long ago. Verse 3. And the land that thou seest now to have root rot, shall thou, but if the Most High grant thee to live, thus shall see after the third trumpet, that the sun shall suddenly
shine. That's
good. Shine.
That's good. That's good right there. That's good. Read verse 1 again. One more time.
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 1. Nevertheless, as concerning the token, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be true. Wait a minute. Earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of the covenant.
Wait a minute. What's going to be hidden again?
The covenant.
What's going to be hidden again? The truth. The covenant. It's going to be hidden. You're hidden in mind. It's going to be hidden from you. Ain't it hidden in mind? Don't even respond to nothing that got us on a curse. Ain't going to be continued to be on a curse. You hearing the truth, but not everybody's son is about the truth.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
You hear? Let's go back, Elder. Look what it's saying, Elder. And we might, after you read a couple more verses, you might let us know who's bringing this broadcast, and we'll start getting, So come on back here, and what does it say?
Okay, which book am I reading?
You read verse 54, and you read Psalm 55, didn't you? Well, I'm taking them down to verse 55. We're going to read.
Okay.
Let's see what he's saying. Let's see what he told us here to put in the book. Yeah, 56.
Okay, and as for the other people, which also come of Adam, thou hast said, they were nothing, but be like unto spittle, and had likened the abundance of them unto a drop that had fallen from a vessel. 57. And now, O Yahweh, behold, these which have ever been reputed as nothing have begun to be Yahweh's over us and to devour us. 58. But we thy people, whom thou hast called thy firstborn, thy only begotten, thy feathered lover, and given unto their hands. 59. If the world now be made for our sakes, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
If all of them made for us, why all people grew up mining us? What's the answer to that? Huh? Hey, what's the answer to that? You want to know, well, why is everybody, if you made this world for us, why is everybody else Yahweh's over? Why everybody's over? All the nations over. What's the answer to that? Who got the answer to that? Huh? What?
Yeah.
You see that?
Isaiah 59, 1 and 2.
You see what the problem is? See, Ryan? He said, well, if your intentions was to do get us in that position, then why are we not in that position? Huh? There will not be fine with your intention. We can read your intentions now. But what will happen?
Isaiah 59:1-2.
Exactly right. Let's get 13:8-10 of Jeremiah in, Mother, since you brought that statement out. Get Jeremiah 13:8-10. Let's find out why. You mean all this is, listen, our problem, we ain't got to go lay down and get them to cost, you know, $500 an hour. So you read what's going on. Once you know who you are, the 13th chapter, 18th Jeremiah, read it.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 13, 8 to 10.
Yes, ma'am. 13:8-10.
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8 read, then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus says Yahuwah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahdah Judah and the great pride of Yahdah Judah. Verse 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind and walk after other false Yahuwahs to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
What did he call Yahdah Judah?
Evil people.
Why? What make them evil that we can read? What make them evil that we can read? According to what we can read there, what make them evil?
Okay.
Because they what? They refuse to what?
To hear his word.
Oh. So you are a what kind of people if you refuse to hear his word?
Evil.
Is that what the book says?
That's what it reads.
Huh? Is that what it reads?
That's... That's what it
means. Is that so, Marie? Is that what we read, Marie? Marie, is that what we read?
Yes. Yeah.
What make us an evil people, of course, what we can read?
Because we refuse to hear the word.
You see that? Don't you always pray for the one that's in class and the one that's out? Now you see that? So you see that? The one, when you pray for the one that's without you, you just, what?
I'm not really talking about the ones that don't come to class. I'm talking about the one that be in class that's not proud.
Okay, so you see how we got to even show our prayers down. Because we'll pray for the one that's not in class. Huh?
So the ones that's not in class, but the ones that do come to class that don't be able to be there that day, so you don't pray for them.
Well, no, you see the Bible. What did you say again? What did you say in 13:8-10? Read again, Mother. Mother or D.F. Israel, read again.
Jeremiah?
Yeah, read that
Jeremiah.
Again.
Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
8-10.
Yeah, what is that? 13:8-10. What is that?
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8-10. Then
mm-hmm.
the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9,
what?
Thus says Yahuwah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahdah Judah and the great pride of Yahdah Judah. Verse 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my word, which walk in the imagination of their mind and walk after others, false Yahuwah, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
What is that?
He's talking about the one that, oh, what the false Yahuwah.
Yeah, what is he saying about the people of Yahuwah? What is he saying about them? They what?
Refused to hear the word.
And it got great what? According to that verse, they got great what?
Pride.
They got great pride. Is you reading that?
Yes. I want to read.
Is you reading that? Hey, Mother D of Israel, give me Sarah.
But they walking after false Yahuwah.
Well,
right?
There's no right to it. We look at what the verse says. They got great pride because they refused to hear his word. They walking in great pride because they refused to hear his word. Is that what you got to read?
And this verse it says, too, walking after other Yahuwah.
Yeah. Right.
To serve them and to worship
right.
them.
Right.
Yeah, even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
Okay.
So,
they got great pride, right?
Yeah.
And they refused to hear the words, right?
Right.
Is that right? Great
That's
pride.
Right.
And refuse to hear the word. Is can we read that? Is that there? Great pride, and because they refuse to hear the word, right?
Yeah.
What does pride mean in Proverbs 10 verse 12? What does pride mean?
Great pride.
Sarah, 10 verse 12. What does pride mean, Mother D.F. Israel?
Sirach chapter 10, verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one departs from Yahuwah and his mind is turned away from his maker.
That's it.
They turn away from Yahuwah. That's that pride.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Oh, we ain't reading that, huh? What is we read? What's the beginning of pride?
Turn away from Yahuwah.
Right.
Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Yeah, but that's the question.
Hey, yo, give us your closing statement. Give us who bring this broadcast and the closing statement because we're just not ready to wrap it up. Let's get your second part of who bring this broadcast and a closing statement. We get ready to wrap it up. We get time, you better run out. I thought we can go 3-4 more hours on this one, but we ain't. But go ahead and finish off that verse 59. Then let us know who bring this broadcast and a closing statement for what
okay.
we have done.
Finish.
Read
okay,
that verse 59.
Finish off verse
59,
read,
what
book?
The book you was in, 2nd Ezra 6.
I got it.
You read verse
2nd Ezra, verse 59. Verse 6, mm-hmm. We're looking at 59. Verse 59 and chapter. Mm-hmm. If the world now be made for our sakes, why do we possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
You see that? Mm-hmm. So he won't know how long it's going to go on. How long are we going to continue to do what we're doing? We only prolonging. He asked the question, and Yahuwah told you, as long as you keep on doing what you're doing, huh? And that's when we come humble to show you what you're doing It's contrary to the Bible. What tell us to do, we not doing it. You're supposed to address each other as Seroy. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
True.
And the last of our name is Israel. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
that's
we
right.
got a blessing, right?
That's right.
Then he's going to intervene when you got a blessing on us. Oh, I tell you what. Look what he's saying he's going to do, Elder, and give me, let me leave it right there. Look what he says in 50 verse 21 of Psalms. Let's see what he says. Now, and somebody explain to me what this means. Psalms 50, 21.
Psalms. Chapter 50. Okay.
Verse 21
reads. 21, these things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes.
He said, otherwise, these people got to be set back in order before their eyes. So the world got to see people get back in order. The only way Yahweh can intervene, you got to be set back in what kind of way? Order. He said, I'm going to set them back in order. But he ain't coming back to do it. The next time he come back, it's to bust your head. So that means it got to be a ministry out here showing you the reason you in this condition you in because you're out of order. So this ministry comes on to set you back in order. Just look at this Bible a little bit different, y'all. We've been taught wrong. We out of order. We is C-Royal, Israel. That's who we are. We got to be addressed. Then Yahweh going to intervene. Long as we go on with the status quo, being called Negro Christian, we out of order. So we clear that we out of order. So we got to make a change on being out of order. That's all I'm saying. So we're going to stop it right there, and Elder, who bring this broadcast and give us a closing statement? Come on, Elder.
Okay, well, I do have to say thank you for bringing me back into the announcement of the broadcast, Brother Sierra, and we thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast that comes to you live, always, with new and exciting topics, as you've heard this evening. From Yahweh's Word, connecting the books as you've seen us do, keeping the Sabbath days, your health. And we do all this is because this is information that you have knocked for. And this is what you have found in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. Now we're open from you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. That Sabbath class is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class, 12 o'clock. Online class starts at 2 to 5 until our members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. That website address is www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click on it, just under the big line, you will see some choices. You will see tithes and offerings also. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and 8. Give unto the Yahweh, you kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that when doing this, that Yahweh loves and shall forgive her. And also donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the book of Leviticus chapter 27:30 in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio stations, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. It will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 million camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order any particular 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel that we sponsor on DVD. And if you've missed the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Cal Talk. Look for us under ethnic group, African American. Once you get there, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pel Talk. At this time, I will say, Yahuwah be with you all.
Excellent. All right, Mother E. What's your closing statement here, Mother E?
My closing statement is just thank you and praising Yahuwah for your class, and thank you and praising Yahuwah for the teacher. And I'm going to read in Psalms chapter 1. Okay. Just thank you and praising Yahuwah for being in the class. Hallelujah.
Mother of Israel, what's your closing statement is on tonight's cake number 46? You on the clock, come on.
2 Ezra chapter 11, verses 7 to 9. Verse 7, blame not before thou hast examined the truth. Understand first, and then rebuke. Verse 8, answer not before thou hast heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. Verse 9, strive not in a matter that concerneth you not, and set not in judgment with sinners. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yes. You know, we got time for one verse there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what it says over in Sirach 21, verse 6, 12 to 15. Let's see what it says there, Mother D.F. Israel. We got time for a verse.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if 21,
6, 12 through 15. What does it say?
Sirach 21.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 6. Then skip down 12 through 15.
Sirach 21, verse 6. 21 to what?
12.
Verse, skip down 12 through 15.
Oh, 12 to 15. Okay, it reads verse 6. He that hateth to be reproved is in the way of sinners. But he that fears Yahuwah will repent from his mind. Verse 12. I can't hardly see. I mean, verse, you said 12 to 15?
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12. He that is not wise will not be taught, but there is a wisdom which multiplies bitterness. verse 13. The knowledge of a wise man or woman shall abound like a flood, and his counselor is like a pure fountain of light. 14. The inner part of a fool are like a broken vessel, and he or she will hold no knowledge as long as he or she lives. Verse 15. If a skillful man or woman hears a wise word, he will command it and I can't see it, add unto it. But as soon as one of no understanding hears it, is displeased him, and he causes it, and he casts it behind his back.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Mother ye, mother dear of Israel, what's that supposed to mean? What we just got through reading? What we just got through reading? What's that supposed to mean?
He a fool, that's what it means. he don't want no instruction. You hear the truth, you cast behind.
You see that? Mm-hmm. You see what they do? When you come humble, you show what the Bible's saying, but then and all they want to do is lose their foot in your backside, and you show what the Bible's saying.
Yeah.
They say, oh, why are you here? And add on to it.
That's right.
You see? What it says in Sirach 32, verse 19. Sirach 32, verse 19. What does it say that, mother? He up here, Brent.
32.
Verse 32.
Sirach 32, verses 19.
Yep.
It reads, do nothing without advice. And when thou hast once done, repent not.
So he tell you, don't do nothing without it. Stop just jumping out there, making moves. And you got the six anointed camps. We in place to help you, show you the word, but just jump out there anyway. When I'm grown, I'll do it any way I want to do it. The book just said again. Read again, verse 19.
Sirach 32:19. Do nothing without advice. And when thou hast once done, repent not.
Yeah. Do nothing without advice.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 4:17. What's that mean?
Matthew 4:17.